Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. Hey folks, this is episode number 188. This week we do not have a guest, so we're just kind of sitting around doing some Sunday morning coffee, rock pari, not a whole lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Nobody
wanted to talk to us.
We got ghosted by a quote unquote up and coming band. You know, maybe you shouldn't ignore the people who are actually going to pay attention to you.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, shit happens. Who cares? I mean, life goes on. I was a little bit perturbed that they said they wanted to do an interview. They told me the day they wanted to do the interview. They never responded to the time and never got back with me. And then the day after the interview was supposed to happen, I ended up on their mailing list. So I took myself off of that really quick.
You know what? A band like Kiss is never going to make it.
Fuck those guys in their Buffalo farts.
I got news for you. There's not going to ever be a band nowadays that's coming out that's going to ever be like that again.
No, I'm just
them or anybody else. Those won't exist. There will not be bands around 40 years from now.
No, they're not going to.
The new bands, anyway.
And this could have been, like you said, this could have been an issue with their publicists.
Well,
could be
that's what I think. You know, if they're trying to get some attention in the United States, because I believe they're a Scandinavian band, but if they're trying to get attention in the United States, if she's got a flurry of emails going back and forth, it's entirely possible they just, you know, it got lost in the shuffle.
It is what it is.
We're probably going to have Gary Corbett on the show sometime in the next few weeks, so y'all keep your eyes out on that. He's got a new website up and running, and his webmaster had sent me an email a couple of days ago asking if we would put the link on his episode we did at Rocket Pod a couple of years ago. So I put that on there, and he replied back thanking me, and I noticed that he had copied Gary on it, so I shot a reply all back and said, "Hey Gary, you want to be on the show?" And he's like, "Fuck yeah."
I saw him at Rocket Pod this last couple months ago and got a picture with him. He's just a super nice guy. He always comes to all the Rocket Pods and, mm-hmm. and just a very down to earth guy. You know, for a guy who played keyboards with Kiss.
One of my favorite Gary Corbett stories has nothing to do with the music industry at all. But the very first Rocket Pod, he was there, and he was walking past as I was standing next to Chris Senzak, and I handed Gary my phone, and I says, "Will you take mine and Chris's picture?"
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And Chris was like, "Did you really just do that?" I'm like, "Yeah."
He's a really good guy. He's a pretty good guy. He's the reason I bought the Cyndi Lauper album, because I wanted to, he's got his name is credited on her. He's a She-Bop.
Co-writer She-Bop.
They made super, super duper nice guy. Yeah. And it'd be fun to have him on. So
it's cool. I only really have a couple of things to add today. We got news overnight that Ginger Baker passed away. Our condolences to the Baker family, or if Baker is not his real last name, his family, whatever it happens to be.
His first name is what, Edward? Is it Edward or Edwin?
I looked it up. I was never that big a Cream fan or a Blind Faith fan, so
there was a really biography. There was a biography written up this morning about him. I read through it, and he was called Ginger because he had red hair, of course. He got that, but I think it was Edwin or Edward. Don't quote me on that. But it was a very interesting life. I tell you what, that dude had a rough time. I mean, he didn't have it easy. He had a lot of issues, a lot of health issues. At that one point they said, the Cream, this was back at 1960s?
Mid-60s, late 60s.
Yeah, 60s, late, yeah.
35 million albums sold.
That's a big deal.
They were a big deal, man. Cream,
and like I said, that's a lot of, you know, and of course, he had a reputation as being a, a hothead. You know, he had his issues on stage with some people, and but it's a really interesting read.
It is my understanding he had issues just with his family.
Right.
You know, a friend of mine sent me a screenshot of something one of his kids said a couple of years ago in a Rolling Stone interview. It sounds like, you know, he really didn't pay his family as much attention as he probably should have.
Right. No, he had, like I said, between that and, hell, he had all kinds of health issues over the years and just all kinds of stuff. So, you know, he's had a rough time, but, you know, hell of a drummer. He's been, you know, known as being a monster drummer, you know, and so... Another loss. Was he was what, 80?
He was 80.
Right at 80. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But yeah, we had talked about that last week. He'd been in pretty dire health, I think, for a while now.
Yeah. He was admitted to the hospital for critical illness within the last week or so.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, another one's gone. So
On a more upbeat note, our friend Jason Lee McKinney, I've got a little something to read here. It's official. We're excited to announce that we have formally signed with Bonfire Music Group for our next record. We can't wait to share what's been in the works for the last few months. You bet I'll fill you in to the brim with JLMB Rockin' Sound and Southern Soul. Stick around and stay tuned for more. So I've already talked to Jason, and once that gets closer, we'll get him on the show again. So he can give us an update of what's going on with that. And I actually talked to him. I did sound for his band. They came up to Evansville a few weeks ago and played a bike night at one of the local venues.
Right. So where is... Now, he is from Evansville. Where is he at now?
He's from Evansville. He's a West Sider. He lives in Nashville, but he teaches in Memphis.
Gotcha. Okay, I knew that there was a... That he had... He was from here, but he didn't. He's not a resident anymore, but comes back here a lot. You know, there again, there we got another Evansvillian that's, you know, up and coming and just needs that break, you know. And
be kind of cool to see the Cold Stairs and Jason Lee McKinney hit it all at the same time.
That would be great. Put us, Bill. You're muted, brother.
You shouldn't have told him.
Actually, that'd be a good show to see. Period.
Oh yeah,
that would be a good mix-up.
That'd be a good show. In general,
that would be a good show.
We should suggest that to the two of them. By the way,
we should just maybe put one together and have them both show up. And
I don't know how to do that. So
I don't either.
I do.
There you go, Alan.
I'm actually.
Cool. I think that'd be a good show. The music is somewhat similar. I think they'd be, but I think it'd be a good show.
We could do Ages of Rock. Ages of Rock presents.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm actually putting together in April of a concert benefit fundraiser. Right. You know, so I kind of know how to do that stuff. I did those Kiss expos a long time ago.
That would be an excellent music though. That would be a really cool deal. So anyway,
we should reach out and see what it costs to do that. How would we do that? That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, well, I could tell you how much it's going to cost, and we can't afford it.
Not gonna be able to cover that, are we? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. We could sell lemonade. No, we can.
There you go. $25 beers.
There you go.
That's for sure. That's how that works.
Exactly.
So I posted some new stuff on the Facebook page earlier this week and sent up. Well, maybe it was on the Facebook page. Maybe I just tweeted it out. Caught a couple new records. So Rat Pack Records has. They've got a couple new records coming out this week. Well, one came up in September, which is KXM, which is George Lynch, Ray Luzier, and Doug Pinnock from King's X.
Right.
That record is freaking awesome. I listened to that the other day at work. It's really, really good. I posted that. And then also at least on Apple, you can still get, or iTunes, you can get the at least three cuts, I think, off the new Michael Sweet 10 record, which is, again, another really, really, really good record.
When does that drop?
October 11th.
I've got it pre-ordered, so I guess I'll get it probably within the next week or so. Awesome. Because I pre-ordered it through his website.
Yeah, I can't figure that out. I can't figure out. So did you order vinyl?
Yes, I ordered through his website.
Why don't you get it on the 11th then?
I don't know.
I've ordered other things like that before that are, you know, it's coming out on the 10th and it's like, or whatever the date is. And they say, we'll ship it that day.
It's no, supposedly just get it a
that name because that's when it comes out. Otherwise,
I bought it into. It was a deluxe edition. I think he signs it and all that stuff. It was through his website, and I went ahead and ordered it since we talked to
that's
him.
That's cool.
And I really want to get that. And it's on vinyl, of course, so I can't pass it up.
And then, I listened to all of the Cold Stare stuff this week. For our interview last week, I only listened to just a few things, but I really like them. I called a buddy of mine that really is into blues and some other stuff and some faith-based music too, and turned him onto that too, so he's checking that out. So
good.
Had a couple of weeks here with some good stuff. And then I was out looking, we were visiting a place looking at records and different stuff, and I found an old Robert Cray Band album that I don't know if you know who Robert Cray is, but he's kind of a blues jazz kind of thing musician for back in the 80s. And when I worked at the record store, that was one of the records that I really, really liked a lot. And I found it and I didn't buy it because I thought it was a little too much, and tried to talk to him a little bit about it and I couldn't get him to move on it. But then I downloaded that and listened to that again yesterday. That's a really good record too.
What were they wanting for? Just to be in
it? It's $8. I mean, but it's like a $2 record. I mean, it's like $2. It's like
if you really want it, though, get it.
Whatever. anyway, but the album is called Strong Persuader, so download it if you need to or something like that. But it's really good.
Robert Cray had some pretty good
stuff. Yeah,
he's pretty big hits in the '80s, and he had a pretty big good size hits in the '80s. Exactly.
So I'm adding him to my list of people I'm looking for.
Cool.
So stuff. Since you came up with nothing.
Me?
Yeah, you came up with nothing. I gave you my list. You came up with nothing.
Oh, actually, no, I did not. I did look through. I have that Live and Dangerous, the one that you're looking at.
I have it, but it's.
I don't have a real good copy. Like, yeah.
No, that's not true. I don't have it. I didn't.
On the list that you gave me, the problem is you're just not going to find those.
Yes,
real
you are.
Easy.
You just got to look for them.
Well, and I've been looking for them. That's why I'm trying to get to your list here. Maybe people can help you out here. So you're looking for Mark Cohen, Walking in Memphis. Is that the name of the album, I guess?
It's not. It's just a debut album. It's got that song on it.
Of course, Damn Yankees, Kiss Alive, was it IV? So that'd be what, four? Five? No, five is V. V four.
IV is four.
Gotcha.
What's 18 wheels? What's 18 wheels?
There you go.
You ever heard of that of Bob and Tom? Yeah. Where they do the thing where they do.
Yeah,
IV. It's funny.
Those guys. Anyway, you got Kiss Monster, which why do you want that? Sonic Boom, why do you want that?
To complete the collection.
All right. Great White, you said early. Are you talking about any early Great Whites?
Yeah, I've got the older stuff. But
Rockstar soundtrack. If I find that, it's mine. You're not getting it.
I know.
You know what? I don't think that's probably been put out on vinyl.
I've had a couple people check, and I don't think they can't. And I've looked and looked and looked, and I don't think it has either.
You had Skid Row's first record, and then Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood. I've seen that one, but not in
a
good
I've seen it a couple times. It's just too much.
And then Thin Lizzy Live and Loud, which I have that, but it's not a very good copy. But no, I did not run into any of those. I have looked through so many albums this week. It's just been unreal. So
I know, that's why I thought you might be able to help me
out. And
I
didn't find I did find an Asylum yesterday. They went $35 for it. It looked like somebody had took it in a sand pile and went like this and scratched it around and then threw a little mud. I mean, it's just terrible. The inner liner looked like a mouse had ate all the corners on it. I'm like, you want $35 for this?
I've seen stuff that I can't believe how much people have on things. It's like, that makes no sense to me at all.
Mm-mm.
You know, and I don't expect, like, you know, we use Discogs when we're searching for stuff, and I don't expect it to be,
$2.
I mean, I get it, so they're sold for $2. Okay, we're right. Well, okay, so the $8, I should have bought that, but I could go get it. It's not that far. I just thought that might be able to work with me a little bit.
Yeah, I found
a couple of things, though.
Oh, anyway.
So, yesterday.
Well, go ahead. You want to start?
No, it doesn't matter. What else you got going on?
No, I mean, but I did find it. There was a Kiss Alive one with Kissing Time on it. I guess that's a first edition or whatever.
Yep.
$45, and it was a piece of shit. I mean, it was absolute, you know, it's like, why are you even trying to sell this? It was just in terrible shape. You know, I'm
that's the challenge. Because people are trying to sell stuff. It's just garbage for
it is
big ridiculous dollar stuff, and that's the challenge. That's what I hate.
But news-wise, I have really gotten nothing. I don't have anything that's went on this week. I haven't seen anything. No concerts. Well, my next concert actually is the day before Thanksgiving, which is Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, baby.
Yes.
I see him on that Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The same week. So awesome. So we'll be talking about that coming up.
I am thrilled about that, specifically for the fact that I'm dead center row H.
I am dead center, first row of the balcony, so I have nobody standing.
That's where I'm at. I'm at the first row of the balcony.
There you go.
I love that.
Actually, the balcony seats we had, Alan, were pretty good in Louisville.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that same area, but just in Indy. So, yeah.
That's cool.
You're
going to see him at the
Murat.
Oh, that's a great place to see that. Yeah.
Awesome. That'll be perfect for that show.
As of today, we're recording this on Sunday. I have 24 days until the Kiss Cruise embarks. Oh, speaking of the Kiss Cruise, they just released the schedule for the cruise, and I guess they've kind of shaken up the way that they normally do it, because I guess when the cruise sails away, they do the acoustic sail away show. Well, they've moved that show to the second day, and people just lost their fucking minds. But of course, not having been on the cruise before, everything that I get to see will be new to me. And about half the people complained about, that's part of the tradition. And the other people are like, yeah, but they also have the sail away cruise as soon as the muster drill is over, and people basically plow people over to knock each other out of the way to get the best seat at the cruise sail away thing. So that ought to be fun. But supposedly, the reason that they moved that to the second day is because they have a surprise coming. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of bullshit surprise they try to pull over our eyes. Yeah, I like this because Dennis is talking, but we can't hear him.
Can't hear him. That's the best part.
See, I knew he was. No, he was trying to talk.
Surprise.
He was trying to talk, and I knew he was trying to talk, but I was like, hey, I'm going to get my words in here.
They already have a surprise. You know what they're doing. They're singing with the sharks or singing for the sharks.
Well, that's a different. That's down in Australia. That's a different show.
How fucking stupid is that?
Jim, they're going to get on a leather jackets, and they're going to ride on a motorcycle, and they're going to sing rock and roll all night as they jump over a shark tank.
Yeah, the fawns. Did you see how much the tickets were for that, though?
I'm sure they were outrageously stupid.
No, oh, so I think this is said they were like $52.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the thing I saw said it was like $52.
Well, that's 52 Australian dollars.
Yeah, but still, that's
so that's probably
that's
like $25 American dollars. No, I don't know.
How much?
I don't know. I don't know the exchange rate.
So that's not part of the cruise, then. I just seen that thing they're going to do with the. I thought that was part
of
the.
No, that's happening up somewhere
in
Australia.
That's in Australia.
Yeah.
That's not in the same thing.
If that cruise ship ends up in Australia, we're in trouble.
No, I didn't pay that much attention to it. I just seen that. I thought, oh, this must be part of their cruise thing. So, yeah, I did. Anyway.
It does have to do with seawater, though.
It'd be funny if somebody got ate. Attacked by a shark.
Hey, Vinny, won't you come do the shark thing with us?
Here, put this suit made of meat on, and then you're Anyway, so yeah, that's kind of interesting. Are you looking forward to the cruise, though?
Oh my gosh, I'm
you excited.
I can't hardly stand it. It's going to be the longest 24 days of my life.
No, that's good.
Well, you know what's funny though is everybody that I know that's been on the cruise is like, get as much sleep as you can before you get on the ship.
Are you flying down or are you driving?
I'm flying from Evans. I actually got a really good price on the round trip ticket. It was like $284 from Evansville to Miami.
It's cheap.
Wow. It's like I'm flying from Evansville to Dallas to Miami, and then coming home, I'm flying from, I believe, from Miami to Detroit back to Evansville. Because heaven forbid, Evansville have a direct flight anywhere.
Yeah, Orlando, that's about all you can do.
Well, Orlando still like a six-hour drive.
Does Allegiant fly there?
I don't
know. They used to. But
well, Allegiant's out of Owensboro. I don't think they're out of Evansville.
You're right. You're right. It is on. Yeah. And I don't think that they fly as much. They used to do an Orlando and a Vegas one.
I don't know
if they. But they do like you got to leave on a Tuesday and come back on a Thursday. It's really.
You only
weird.
Go twice a week or something like that.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
So, just so you know, that's $76.80 Australian.
There you go.
Still a pretty good deal.
You got a fact right.
It is a fact from Google.
And it's only good today, though, because the exchange rate might change tomorrow.
Yeah, so it'll be tomorrow might be 75.24 or 82.50. Who knows? Anyway.
Exactly. Cool.
So I did pick up a couple pieces of vinyl. I'll go first because we're going to do, what are we doing? What's it called, Alan?
Album acquisitions. Acquisitions.
We got to get something together.
There's an antique mall over in Bloomington, and yesterday we didn't really have anything going on, so we ran over to Bloomington and messed around over there a little bit yesterday and went to that outlet mall. Or not outlet mall, but the antique mall. They got a couple different. They have like, it's not a really big place. They've got, I think, four different places that have records in there, which is pretty cool. Nice. They have one place that I walked in. I mean, one area I walked in. It was just all really bizarre, weird stuff that I've never even heard of before. Like, and very high end, like expensive records. It was really weird. But never heard of them. Anyway, so I purchased this is an album I've been looking for a while. You guys are probably like, why the hell have you been looking for that? But I'm a big Rod Stewart fan, so sure. I've been picking up some stuff that I like here and there. So this is Rod Stewart's Body Wishes, which has
Move It More to Your Right.
Okay.
It has Ghetto Blaster on it.
Yeah, it has. Well, it has What Am I Gonna Do? I'm So in Love with You. And Baby Jane. That's the big songs.
Right.
So, this is a good, I like this record. I have downloaded it a few times, downloaded it before and I have it. And then I picked this up, and this is Alice Cooper's Constrictor.
Nice. My top five. I love that album. I don't care how cheesy the synth sounds in it. I fucking love that album.
Yeah. And this has got Teenage Frankenstein. It's got
He's Through Back.
My Gorilla. It's got Crawling. So this is going to be, I think they'll be hearing some songs from this record in November.
There's one song from that album. What'd
you get for that?
Okay, so this one, I did not go, it's $12.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, so I didn't pay, like, I didn't look at it and go, $8, I'm not paying for that. I did look it up, and $12 is more than what you can find it for, but since I never see it, then it's worth $12.
I've never seen
and
it
it's
either,
pretty rare. So, yeah. I mean, it's like... that one and trying to, if you can find a trash record, it is, those are really, really hard to find. Those records from the 80s are really, really tough to find from Alice. So if you can find them, snag them because they're worth some dollars. Cool. And they both look like they're in pretty good shape. So we'll see. But that's really all I got from record wise. And then, like I said, I've been listening to all that other new music stuff. this will be a good week to listen to music too in my office because, it is spring break week here in Columbus, Indiana, which means there are doctors that are off and things will be a little slower.
Now I have a question for you. It's October. How the hell is it spring break?
Oh, fall break. Whatever.
Hey, he's in Columbus.
Sorry.
They do things different there.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, the reason it thinks I would say it was spring break is because until yesterday, it has been 90 degrees since April.
God, you say that like it's a bad thing. I have loved it. I am sad that it's starting to cool off.
Tired of it. Not me. I am tired of it, dude. I am just
like
absolutely
grass,
tired.
Grass, literally outside, looks like
crunchy. It's like spaghetti. Try spaghetti.
If your spaghetti is crunchy, you're not cooking it right.
I can tell it comes from my driveway and the yard. It's the same level of hardness, and it is like, the same color. It's just
True Green actually came over to my neighbor's house and tried to do their like power seating with a we call it like an aerator. Dude, they got down about that deep. It's like hitting concrete.
Yeah.
And then they put seed out and it hasn't rained in like what, 50 days?
It rained like, here last night a little bit.
It didn't rain here last night too.
So it's supposed to rain today. I hope so. Anyway,
This is not a weather report show, so anyway. You did buy another album this week, though, Bill.
I did. Oh yeah,
you got a Cold Stairs.
That's right.
Yes,
I did.
I got. I went down I saw Chris over at Music Store because he was going to bring me one over there, and he said he heard my voice when I walked in. He goes, I'm so sorry. He goes, I forgot. I'll bring one in tomorrow. I said, he goes, I've got one down at my wife's store in Newburgh, and I said, well, I know where your wife's store is. I said, I'll just go there and pick it up. So I went there Friday, and I walked in. And I said, is this, are you Chris's wife? He goes, yeah. And he goes, He goes, this isn't a back. And he comes around and he goes, I heard you again. So he goes, I got your record. And I said, well, Bill wants one too. So he goes, oh, I got two of them here. So I got me one and I got you one. So
cool.
This is Mountain. This is their latest album that just came out. So I've got it for you. Next time I see you, I'll give it to you.
Well, Lisa might be home over the next weekend. And if she is, or in a couple of days, maybe I get hooked up or something.
Yeah, that'd be good. A real good, let's see, I need to, hold on a second. Let me get, I'll put that to the side for now. I got this through, I had ordered it. It was one of my last minute records.
You showed that last week.
Did I show this one? I couldn't remember if I did or not. So anyway, all right. So Queen News of the World. Yeah, you already seen that one. So then I went up to Trader Baker's yesterday and I got, I found a copy of Rolling Stones Tattoo U. Really good shape. I paid $10 for this. But, I mean, it's got Start Me Up, Waiting for a Friend.
It's a good record.
It's a good record, and it's really good shape, too. So I picked that up.
I wish I could find a record. I wish I could find the vinyl version of 40 Licks, because I have the Rolling Stones 40 Licks CD.
I don't have that.
Which is really, I mean, it's 40 of their biggest songs, and it's really a good record. But I've never seen it on vinyl. I have to look and see if it's even available.
Right.
You keep talking. So, I'll look.
So, anyway, and then I got... Oh, that was from the other place. So anyway, I got from up there also, I got picked up a really nice copy of James Taylor's Greatest Hits.
Yeah, and
I only paid $7 for that. That's a great album. All right, so then I went down to Book Broker. I picked up a copy of Tom Petty, Hard Promises, and it's got The Waiting on it. That's about the only and Woman Love. But anyway, it's pretty good album. I paid $5 for that. I got Duran's first album. I was amazed that Girls on Film was on their first album. I thought,
was it really?
I thought that was
made for a movie.
Well,
maybe it was used in a movie. I thought it was only done for that movie, but maybe not.
Huh. I actually thought that was Hungry Like the Wolf was on their first album, and it's not. Uh-huh. This is their first album, and I got it for, it's really nice shape for $6. So I was kind of like, that's kind of cool. So learned something, bought something. so anyway. We went down to, Joe and I went to the Space Monkey Records, and he came down on, was it Thursday or Friday? We went, I think it was Friday. Anyway, he stayed open late for him, or Thursday night. He stayed open late for us, and we went in there. He's going to send me a list of what he got. He got some nice stuff. He got some Earth, Wind, and Fire. Of course, you know, that's his kind of thing, so he got a bunch of that.
I like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
He
kind of like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
He got some Chicago and some other. He actually, there was two versions of Superfly. He wanted that movie so bad, or that record so bad, but they were both kind of iffy, but he says he gets more copies of those, and he'll get him one. So he's on the wait list for that.
That's Curtis Mayfield, isn't it?
Yes.
My dad had that record.
He got a lot of that Motown kind of stuff, but he got some nice stuff. I think he ended up buying like eight. He got like 6 to 8 records, I think. So I went to their heavy pile or their expensive pile, and I got a copy of Cheap Trick's first album, which I've been looking for that one, and I paid $14 for that, but it's in really, really, really good shape. So I was happy with that. I got The Police, it's the Zendata Manada, and did I say that right? Anyway.
Yeah,
but I paid $16 for that. The Police records are high. They're just, you don't see them very often.
I saw a bunch of them yesterday that were cheaper, and I just, I like three Police songs. Period.
Yeah, I'm a big Police fan.
I just never got it. I don't know, something about Sting's voice just did. Yeah.
So he has a situation, and once you go through those, if you go into his bins of stuff that he's got down there, his 16,000 records, which we got to talk, and he does have two more storage units, temperature controlled, that he's got 60,000 albums in them that are uncategorized. So we're going to constantly get new albums coming into this place. Yeah. So
you should go to work for him.
I wish I will once I get maybe retired here in a couple of years. Anyway, but his bins in there, they are $6 a piece, or if you buy 10, they're $5 a piece. If you buy 100, they're $4 a piece. So anyway, that's how he works it. So I ended up buying, I think, 10 albums. I got a really nice copy of I'm in You, Peter Frampton. And this is a promotional, it's a broadcast review, not for sale album, so it's in really good shape. Messed with very much, and it's really nice. So I got, of course, that was $5. I got a Frampton Comes Alive. I've been wanting to get one of those.
Well, now you have the entirety of the collection that I care about.
I thought you already had that one too. You don't already have that?
I have the CD of it. I do not have the vinyl of it. Bought a Frampton. I got a couple Frampton albums, but not. I didn't have Comes Alive. It also, double albums are considered one album, so that's kind of a good deal. So he doesn't charge you for two albums on that. So anyway,
have you ever been any place where they do that?
I have.
I've never heard of that before, because I'd go, no, dude, that's one record. Right.
I rebought one. I got a copy of Jerry Rafferty's Night Owl, and this thing is like brand new. It still had the original plastic on it yet. You know, I put all these now in plastic. I got 3 mil plastic things, but I thought, I needed an extra one more album to get my 10. I was getting late, and I was like, I went ahead and rebought it.
No, wouldn't you buy something that you hadn't already have?
Because I'd been through. I was questioning a lot of stuff. Anyway, I like that album, and I wanted a better copy. The one I got is kind of crappy.
I'm gonna get $1 off if I buy another.
I got a really nice copy of Jackson Browne's Running on Empty. Another
James
cool
Brown
thing,
which, Running on Empty. Jackson. Hey,
good God!
This one had the original insert. Looks like brand new in it. So I'm finding stuff like that's kind of really cool.
Yeah, cool.
But this Run on Empty is a great album. I had this on CD, and I just love that album.
Hey, one of these times that you go to Space Monkey, let me know. I might want to go down there just to kind of check the place out. I'm not probably going to buy any vinyl, but it'd be kind of cool just to check the place out.
T-shirts and comic books and all kinds of shit.
Well, I'd give a shit less about comic books, too. So.
All right. So
back 1,000 there.
I lucked out. I got into almost completing a whole Pat Benatar collection. How great is this? And they're all in really good shape. So I got In the Heat of the Night, which is her first album. I got that one, which I was glad to get. Then I got Pat Benatar Precious Time, which is another great. Got Promises of the Dark, Fire and Ice, all those great tunes. I got Pat Benatar Live from Earth, which is a great, great live album. Just fantastic.
I saw that one yesterday.
Get Nervous, which is another great album. It's got a lot of great tunes on it. And then I got Tropico, which has We Belong, Painted Desert, the Outlaw Blues song. I mean, it's kind of a newer one, but it's a good album too. So I got picked that up.
Well, that's not really that new, but that's the last one. That's about the last one of
We Belong is the this was put out in 1984.
Oh wow, really?
Wow. I didn't realize it was that old. Well, I guess I'd be right. The Get Nervous was, let me see where I'm at. I can't read that. That's too small. Anyway, 84 is what it says here.
Put your other glasses on.
Yeah, Crystals. Anyway, another female thing. I got the Go-Go's first album. I've been wanting to get that. So I got that. We got the beat. I saw this at Rockin' Pod 1 or 2. I finally found it. It's that Scandal album. It's only got a few.
Four songs on it? Yeah.
It's got 5 songs on it.
Yeah.
So, but it's, and you
How
know
much
what?
Was I, it?
I got $5.
So I saw it yesterday for 2.
Really?
And didn't buy it because it was not, it looked like, it didn't
I found another copy of it yesterday also. They wanted 7 for it and it was really bad shape. This is like brand new. I mean, look at I mean, that's just
that. You can see us in the reflection.
I clean all these new ones. I got me I got a cleaning thing now, and I get these things looking like brand fucking new. So so then while I was at the Monkey Place, I had this album in my hands.
Monkey Place. Was that at the zoo in Evansville?
No, it's Space Monkey. So Parallel Lines, they have that one and Eat to the Beat. I have Eat to the Beat. I don't have this one.
Speaking of Blondie, she's got a memoir coming out.
What's that?
She has a memoir coming out.
Oh, I know. She's talking about David Bowie's penis. That's the big headline in it. She gave him some coke because she didn't really like coke that much, so she gave him to him. So he thought, well, I'm going to show you my penis. And she goes, I don't know if I'm the official cock checker or what, but it's in her memoir. So
speaking of eating to the beat.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I had this one and Eat to the Beat in my hands the whole time I was down there. And finally, I'm like going, I got $100 worth of records. I'm not going to spend. And he wanted $17 for this.
Wow.
But I went to the book broker, $5. Of course, it's got the damn sticker right in the middle of it, which my father-in-law says he's going to bring some lighter fluid over and show me how to get that off without.
Yeah, Lisa's damage. Got some stuff, too, that you can get it off with.
He said, don't use goof off. He said,
some kind lighter of fluid. Yeah, lighter no, fluid she says she's got some other kind of stuff that you can use.
So, yeah. And I'm going to have a talk with
adhesive
that guy.
Adhesive remover.
Yeah, I'm going to talk with that guy and say, you know what, stop doing that. I'm going to give you plastic.
Stop doing that, dude.
Yeah, he's pissing me off. Put him on the back. Do something. And the last one that I got. And this is kind of, you're going to think this is funny, but I love this album. And I found it, and it's really expensive, and this was a $5. I got an original copy of Alice's Restaurant, Arthur Guthrie, which I love. And it's funny because I have a friend of mine who can quote that thing from start to end, word for word, verbatim. And then you know what? Max, of all things, I said, look what I got, Max. And Max starts verbatim doing all these things. And I'm like going, how have you heard that? He goes, I've listened to it a bunch. He goes, I love that. So I said, we'll just start on things the day before Thanksgiving. We'll start listening to that as a new family. Thank
you. We'll sit down and listen to that. You can listen to it on your way to the Alice Cooper show.
There you go.
There you go.
But anyway, it's in really good shape.
Prep work for Alice, really good Alice Cooper.
I've seen this up to $25 actually on eBay. One more shout out, or one more thing I got to talk about. I've been buying these 3 mil covers. I got them off Amazon, but it's invested vinyl. You get 100
of for those.
I paid $20 for 100, and they're really nice. They're real thick, three mil.
That's what mine are.
Yeah, these are, but they come from Amazon. They come from Amazon, and but yeah, they're really good. I just went ahead now.
The outlet mall. The outlet mall appears got them.
And also, I've got to hold on a second. Let me pull this up because all right, I got to give a big old thank you to Stephen Wright, our friend from Potter Than Hell podcast. I had mentioned the other day that I had this album, but it was not in very good shape. And I said that was the last one I needed to complete my David Lee Roth Van Halen era albums. He sent me a message, says, hey, I got an extra copy of it, still in plastic, still has a jump sticker on it. He says, I'll just send it to you. What's your address? So I owe you a beer next time I see you, Steven. I appreciate it. It came in the mail.
Cheap ass, a beer? Really?
Like,
that's
well,
it?
A few beers. How about that? No, I saw what it cost to ship it. I owe him about.
Yeah,
I owe him a concert beer and a regular beer.
Yeah. Concert beer.
Concert beer. But no, anyway, I sure appreciate that, man. I'll tell you what, it's in really good shape. And of course, now my David Lee Roth era Van Halen is complete with all good records. So
I picked up Fair Warning and Diver Down yesterday, and both of them were, the covers weren't very good, but then the records were even more shape. But those are two I was like, oh, finally, because I've seen them, and every time I see them, they're not in very good shape. But
I lucked out.
It just didn't work out.
So if I see those, I'll get those for you, too, because I run into those down at the thing. Also, too, I had texted you while I was at Space Monkey about the Creatures. Remember I asked you how much they went for Creatures?
I told it was 24.
So he had it for 22, and I'm like going, you know what? I'm going to buy it. So I put it up in my pile, and his big thing is before you go out, you need to check the record, make sure that it's in good shape, and make sure the right album's in there and whatever. And so I pull the album out, and I'm looking at it, and that one song, it had a kind of a, not a scratch across it, but almost like a groove scratch, you know what I'm talking about? It looked kind of rough, and I'm like, ah, shit. And I go, well, I wonder what song it's on. So I looked at it, and I'm like going, Photograph? Wait, what the Pyromania record in that sleeve. He goes, I didn't even check it. He goes, I just put it in the thing. So he goes, well, I guess this. So he went through his thing looking for a Pyromania record and never could find it. So he has a cover for Creatures, but it has a Def Leppard record.
That's bad.
I didn't get. I was like, damn it! I really wanted to get that because that's one that I would like to have on a record.
And yeah,
I'll pay.
Mine is it's not hanging up there anymore. Mine must be in the case. Mm-hmm. Are we back in the? Yeah.
So I was almost close.
Tell that guy I'll give him $1 for the Creatures album cover.
Well, I'm
that'll
sure
be
he'll
worth some more than what he's got. That's for sure.
I think he puts all these in a box, and then at some point, when people are looking through the shit, they're going to say, "Hey, here's a Creatures album," you know, and then he'll put them together and you know make some money off of it. But no, he's got some great stuff down there, and like I said, his stuff that he's went through, he wants a little more than usual, but some of it's. You know, they are hard to find, and sometimes you just got to bite the bullet and do it. But I have an addiction. I've got to stop.
You said the other day you need to go to AA, and I said, yeah, you do.
Yeah. Oh, for Albums Anonymous, you know.
For album acquisitions.
Oh my gosh.
Or this Alcoholic Anonymous. Yeah. Either one.
No, it'd be the album stuff.
How about this? Albumholic Anonymous.
There you go. But no, I did. I went Space Monkey the night on Thursday. Or no, that was been Friday. And then Saturday morning I got up, I went to Book Broker. Then I went to the Cold Stare, saw Chris, got them from there. I'm like, hell, why I'm out, I might as well go to my trader.
You're already up there, right? Yeah.
So I'm like, I made my round. I'm like, well, I got home. I go, I got to fucking quit. I got to quit. So anyway.
Well, I went to that one place, like I said yesterday, that had four or five places in it. And I thought I was going to walk away there with in trouble. And they're really,
sometimes
it wasn't, no, just whatever. All right, there you go. That is the
Rock Puri Volume XIVKQ.
XIVBBIIV, whatever.
I don't listen to Bob and Tom, so I don't know that song.
How much does this show cost in Australian? What is it?
$75. Okay. I tell you, if you don't listen to Bob and Tom, you need to just Google that. 18 Wheels on a Big Rig.
I know. I remember that song.
That's the name of the song, Alan. 18 Wheels on a Big Rig.
18 Wheels and a Big Rig.
No, on a big rig.
On a big rig, okay.
And it's freaking hilarious.
All right.
Good
Lord. Is that a Haywood Banks song?
I think it is.
It is a Haywood Banks song.
That sounds very Haywood Banks-ish.
Does he do a real quick funny story?
Does he do Beer Run, too?
No,
that's not him? Okay.
No, I thought that was Rodney Carrington. That's probably not
right. No, I don't think it's Rodney Carrington.
No, it's the other guy.
Rodney Carrington does titties and beer. That's it.
He does. Yeah. So I met Haywood Banks. We've seen him a bunch of times. He used to come here locally quite often. But we had our hospital president was going to retire, and we were trying to figure out an event to do for him when he retired. So we decided that he was a really big Haywood Banks fan. So my job was to try to figure out how to get a hold of Haywood to get Haywood to come do this event. And it was on a Thursday night. He was coming through the area anyway. But I actually called Haywood. I called his publicist, which is his real name, not Haywood Banks. That's not his real name. And he answers the phone, and I'm talking to him, whatever. I'm like, this dude sounds a lot like Haywood Banks, but that's not the name, he said. And I said, who is this? And he told me his name. He goes, well, who is this? And then he started into this whole thing, and finally he said, I was talking to him, and he finally told me, I said, you sound a lot like Haywood Banks. He goes, well, that's, so he tells me that, whatever. And he asked me what I do, and I told him I am the radiology department director. And he goes, oh, can you hang on the line? I need to talk to you about things that people stick up their ass. I'm on the phone with Haywood Banks for about 45 minutes. Half of which
got some material. He probably got some material out of you. He probably
half
used
of which
it
I think he owes me money for.
That's very fun. Well, that sounds like a good place to end this episode.
Todd Snyder did the song "Beer Run."
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well. All right, you guys know the routine. Visit agesofrock.com. Find our social media and our Stitcher Radio link. Till next week. Peace out. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.